You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
If you're in the market for adding some extra funds to your bank account, and let's be honest, who isn't? Well, today is your lucky day. Facebook has agreed to settle a $725 million class action lawsuit.
Wow.
It accused them of sharing Facebook users' information with third parties without their permission, and you could be entitled to some of that money, but you have to meet these requirements. So, the money goes to any Facebook account holder between May 24th of 2007 to December 22nd of 2022.
We had Facebook then.
Yeah.
Well, if you've used Facebook in that time, you can file a claim online or download a form and mail it in. All you need is your username, contact information, and how you would like to receive your payment. That's it.
In gold bars.
Well, don't expect what you get back to be anything major. The lawyer fees and the court costs,
yes,
that take up a lot of that $725 million. There were also around $300 million Facebook accounts going at that time. So if every one of those people took advantage of this situation, you may get a few bucks.
Yeah, that's what class action lawsuits do. The lawyers will take half of that $700 million because, hey, we did all the work to get this. And then by the time, if you cut that in half, it's down to $300.
Yeah.
And if everyone took it, that'd be a dollar each. Like, that's what your identity and what your information is worth, is a dollar
to
Facebook.
Is a dollar, yeah. I mean, I don't know, get yourself a candy bar. But, hey, it's one more dollar that you didn't have.
That's right, and it's one less dollar that Hoodie Boy has.
What's his name?
Zuckerberg.
Yes, exactly. Yay, winning! Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Some sad news. Pastor, evangelist, author, Charles Stanley passed away at 90 years old. He had started In Touch Ministries, and he preached the gospel around the world on TV and radio for years and years. And one of his quotes was, "When you arrive in heaven and stand before the Lord, you will not be rewarded for what you received. You will only be rewarded for what you've given." And he kind of lived his life like that. And I looked through like what all people were saying about him. Because, I mean, it's kind of how you size up somebody that maybe you didn't know very well. Like, what are the people closest to them saying? And it does line up with that about what he gave to the world. Dr. James Dobson said Charles Stanley was a lion of the faith, an effective evangelist and teacher of the Bible. He was had a straightforward take on how to live the Christian life. Dr. David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley was not only knowledgeable and a faithful Bible teacher who loved and obeyed God, he was a man of great character. Who can count the number of souls his life and ministry made an impact on? And those are pretty big shoes to fill, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, he left behind a legacy and something that I think we all would hope to want to do in our own lives as well.
Oh, absolutely. And so I am kind of curious, like, say, you don't have to have these giant epitaphs, you know, basically. Like, sometimes the shorter, the better, it makes more sense. So what if someone was going to sum up your life in 5 words? They only have 5 words to do it in. Like, what would those 5 words be?
Like, the 5 words that you hope others would say about you?
About you, exactly. He tried to make laughter.
You wanted to say make people laugh.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it in 5 words. Yeah, you have to massage it a little bit. You got to figure it out a little bit there to kind of make an actual sentence. But I think it's good, though, too. I think it's a good exercise if you do this. If you go, what do I want people to say about me? A, it makes you focus on who you are and what you bring to the table. Like, what do you want to leave as a legacy? And B, it also maybe shows you what you need to be doing. If you think about this and you're like, well, there's nothing. I haven't done a lot of good for people.
Yeah, it kind of puts into perspective what your priorities should be. And if you've gotten out of line with those, maybe you can get back on track.
Absolutely. So what would the five-word sentence you would love for someone to say about you? And it could be, even be aspirational. Maybe it's like, hey, I'm not there yet. This is what I'm working towards. But this is what I would like to be remembered. This is how I'd like to be remembered. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Just a five-word sentence. That's all. 855-33-WAY-FM. What would you want them to say about you?
She chased hard after Jesus.
Oh, that is good. I like that one. I didn't even count the words,
she
I'm assuming.
She chased hard after Jesus. Yep,
she
five,
did it. Yeah, she
five
did.
Words.
Betty has serious trust issues. Would be Betty's.
So why is that the one thing that you want to be known for?
Because I think that the more you chase Jesus, the more he finds you. And I want to be so wrapped up in Jesus that people can't help but see him in me.
I also think there's a little part of this, like where you say she chased after Jesus, meaning it almost leaves a little bit of room for she wasn't perfect. You know, like it
absolutely
has that connotation to it. Like she chased after Jesus. This is what she was aspirationally living towards. Mm-hmm. Some days made it, some days didn't. I like that one.
Thank you. Yeah, because absolutely, perfection is in no one, especially me.
Oh, you and me both, sister. All right, Wendy, you're up. What is your five words that you'd like to be your legacy?
I believe it would have to be she genuinely cared about others.
Boy, that's a good legacy to leave behind. Those kind of people are A, very rare, and B, super missed when they're gone.
Yeah, and I mean, even for me, and I have friends and family that have a hard time understanding this, but for me, even somebody that is so misguided, you know, strives to do the right thing but doesn't ever quite hit the mark. And I won't say they've done heinous things in their life, but they've done very unacceptable things and they're not a follower of Jesus. I still try to find the good in them.
I just got my new five words. Should be more like Wendy. That's
well,
fantastic.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but you know, I do strive to just generally take an interest and care about every individual that I meet and that becomes a part of my life.
What would you want it to be, Isabel?
I would say how I made you feel. I would want people to remember if I made them feel loved, if I made them feel safe, if I made them feel respected, if I was patient with them. Because I think sometimes our actions and the way we make people feel is a lot bigger than maybe what we said to them, because what you say could be different than how you're acting.
True. And I believe when you pass on, people remember how you made them feel. They may not remember what you said to them that particular day, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And a lot of people are looking for acceptance and just being included. So, and I believe that's what Jesus did when he was here on earth. He made people feel included and loved. So it's just one more avenue for us to show our faith.
Exactly. And I think making people feel safe, like emotionally, is something that, I don't know, maybe we overlook sometimes.
I feel like we've dipped our toe into the feelings pool here a little bit, but I think it's all really good stuff. I'm a little uncomfortable. That's how Isabel made me feel today. But Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is so cool. We have another surprise for a kid for Camp Electric, the creative arts camp for kids. It's actually taught by working professionals in the Christian music industry. And what's so cool is somebody heard Tara's nomination of her son Orion and the reason, and they got moved and wanted to actually help send this kid to camp too. And so we got Tara, their mom, on the phone right now, but she has no idea why we are calling her. So I'm going to pull her up right now. Hey, Tara, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I just wanted to touch bases with you because when we read your submission for Orion for our Rock What You Got contest, the fact that he, you know, is learning percussion and it's fun to watch him progress. But I think the part that really resonated with someone is that, you know, he spent a lot of his time helping you during your chemo treatments. I think that really resonated with somebody and they heard the story and they're like, if Orion doesn't win, we want to pay for his Camp Electric. And that's what they decided to do. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
How are you doing with your cancer treatments? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm actually on treatment today. I've got a pump on me. So I'm just restarted treatment actually for it, but going pretty well. It's going smoothly. I'm still able to work. you know, do all that stuff. So.
It's hard, though. I mean, that's not easy. And then, like, when your son's there, too, you want a little bit of goodness for him because you're strong and you know what you got to get to and get through. But you want to, you know, make sure that your son gets to still be a kid, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, very much. My kids, I've got three of them. He's my youngest, and they've spent the last couple of years probably having to be a little more grown up than they should have to be, so.
Well, that's what Camp Electric is. Like, Orion will get to hang out with other kids that love music. He'll get to be a kid for a week and just kind of learn about his craft and what he wants to do. But then, I'm telling you, man, they pour into these kids spiritually, and the worship nights are powerful, and it makes a difference in their faith, too. So I can't think of a better place for Orion to be for summer camp this year than Camp Electric.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk to him about it. Like, he's gonna lose his mind. He'll be so excited. Thank you so much. And please, please, whoever it was who paid for it, just tell them how grateful we are. I'm like past grateful for this. It's so amazing. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I will let them know. That is so cool. And hey, if you have a kid that you want to send to Camp Electric, because it is a great place for them to grow in their faith and show them that you believe in their gift and their talent for music, you can save $124 off of admission right now if you go to campelectric.com and just use the promo code Wally.
Wally fancies himself a bit of an amateur first responder.
What can I say? I like to help.
But you're not qualified. I would trust you more if you went to Colorado Christian University. They have degrees for working professionals who want to make a difference in this world.
You know what, Rock? You're right. Maybe I should look into their campus event and organizational safety program. It's a fully online degree designed to equip you with cutting-edge but practical, timely skills to further your criminal justice career and help you protect the innocent people at places like churches and schools.
Plus, the Master of Science in Criminal Justice program is 36 credit hours, and it can be completed in as little as 15 months with full-time study.
So start a degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024. CCU also has a generous policy for transferring credits. In fact, you can even get a scholarship just for transferring credits.
Criminal justice can be an exciting but challenging career, and we need people who are not only professionals, but also believers. That's why Colorado Christian University makes sure all of their courses integrate a biblical worldview.
Find out more at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
Remember a few months ago when Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin went down on the field and had a heart attack and he was revived, and it was scary for him and his family. But it was cool because it led to this mini revival inside the NFL. Suddenly people were united and they were talking about prayer and turning to God, and it was a cool byproduct out of something tragic, you know? But Damar Hamlin has been fully cleared to return to football activities.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. And so his general manager said he's in a great headspace and ready to come back to make his return. But I was curious if, because, like, you know, players want to play, you know, to quote Taylor Swift. But, like, when you have athletes, they want to be in the mix of it. They want the ball, in essence, you know. Mm-hmm. They want to be there. And I'm like, I'm curious, though, did he have any nerves about going back? Or is he like, I cannot wait, get me on the field?
I can't imagine him not having some kind of nerves, because nothing has changed with his padding from his suit, you know. And I think that that's what caused the
whole... His football suit?
Yeah, his football suit. You know, listen, it's okay for me to say those things, but for you quoting Taylor Swift, it may not be. But yeah, well, like, there's not any more padding that he's putting around his chest, because I believe the heart situation happened because someone hit him just in the right place at the right time. I would be nervous.
See, that's funny because you have that take, and I was like, you just want to get back on the field and do what you do and win and play and stuff. But you're actually more right than I was.
Oh.
He said that my heart is still in the game. I love this game. I cannot wait to get back on the field. But I was initially anxious about getting back on the field.
Yeah, of course.
So, and I didn't know. I didn't think that would be the case. But he did continue. He says, I want to show people that fear is a choice, that you can keep going at something without knowing the answers, without knowing what's at the end of the tunnel. And he also credits God for his miraculous recovery. He says, I'm just thankful God gave me a second chance, you know, just to live normally and just to come out without a scratch on me.
Yeah.
Because he made a full recovery. So it'll be cool. Again, people will be watching him all next season, you know, and they'll be looking to see not only his playing, though, but they'll be looking at his life and his faith. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an amazing thing that came out of something something that could have been super tragic. Uplifting, Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I recently got an email. I want to share a little bit of it with you. It says, hey, Wally, things have not been working out for me lately. Honestly, they never have. All the people around me have things working out for them and getting better for them, and I have nothing. No significant other. No job I can be proud of. Barely any friends. No home of my own. I feel like an absolute joke to God, especially when other people's successes keep getting wagged in my face. I'm losing my faith that God actually loves people and works in their lives.
Oof.
That's a lot, man. And I get it. I understand it. It's easy to feel that way. And so I responded back with, you know, a little bit like, totally get this. I can tell you that living a life of comparison leads to more heartache and despair. And I lived that way for years. Perhaps a change of perspective. You mentioned a job that you could be proud of. You have a job. That's something to be thankful for. Like, so just shift your perspective a little bit. Mm-hmm. Use that job to lead people to Jesus. That gives you purpose in what seems maybe purposeless or not perfect. You know, you might not have a lot of friends, but you have some. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this person is just so down in it. They gave me the roadmap of things they have, but they're not even seeing it.
Yeah,
you know?
That is true. Like when you change your perspective and you're thankful for the little wins in life, it does make you see that those little wins are kind of big wins.
Yeah, I said I used to spend my life comparing my life to a friend who had so much more than me. When I stopped doing that, it made a world of difference. I also realized that I had hope and faith that he didn't have, but I was looking more like him instead of him looking more like me.
Oof.
And
that's a good one.
Yeah, and it was, and it's all true, you know? And so there's a little perspective on that, but here's what I'm curious about. At the end of the day, this boils down to this person feeling like they're not seen by God, you know, and feeling that God has abandoned them. And so what we're curious about is, what is that song? Because we play so many great songs here, but and songs have a way to remind you about God and Him in your life and His provision and His faithfulness. What is that song for you that reminds you that you are seen by God? Because that's a thing. I like to share music with people when they're down in a tough place because it makes a difference and it does more than words we can say so many times. So if you want to help out with this, I'd love to know your song that makes you remember that you are seen, loved, valued, and cherished by God. And then maybe I can send it to them as well and help them out. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is that Absolutely. Song that you are like, man, this is my go-to when I don't feel seen by God?
Well, this song takes a little bit more faith, but there's a new song, With Me On Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, by Matthew West.
That's just so outrageous that he would, you know, the creator of the universe had me on his mind when he went through everything. It's mind-blowing to me. And it almost tears me up every time I hear it.
Dude, that is a great one, and I appreciate you calling and sharing that with us today. I'm going to add it to the list to send to this guy, so thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, Emily, you're up. What is that song that you maybe sing to yourself when you feel like maybe God doesn't see me now?
Okay, so Lauren Daigle's Rescue.
I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the dark. Night, it's true, I will rescue you.
Oh, yes, this is such a great song. Now, what is it about this that connects with you?
1 year ago, almost today, my husband and I and our five kids were giving out donuts outside a homeless shelter. And the Lord led us, and we ended up adopting two little boys that were staying in the shelter.
Oh, wow.
We just had the final court hearing March 31st, and I got the pleasure of preaching Sunday morning to our congregation, and I told the congregation to listen to this song two times, once imagining God singing it to you, and then again imagining God singing it about you, because Matthew 28, 18 through 20, we are commissioned to go and be his hands and feet. So this is just my song lately.
I love it. That's a great one. And I like the two different perspectives on the same song. You know, one is you are being rescued and the other is you're called to go rescue.
Amen.
So what is a song, Deidre, that when you need to be seen by God or you feel like you're not, you go to?
One song that I love is, I think it's Zach Williams' Chain Breakers. You got pain, he's a pain taker. I love it because it symbolizes the chains that the devil and the fear and the lies that he thinks that we need to subside to him, and we don't. God shows us every day that we are not those chains, we are not those lies, we are not those fears that we hold, and that God will always be there.
Yeah, and there's something about this too, like, you know, if you've got pain, he's a chain breaker. It's a great reminder, because who doesn't have pain, you know? And that God has overcome all of these things. And then when you have like a 6'4" hairy chested guy singing it very deeply, it seems to take on more weight, you know?
Absolutely.
So what is a song that maybe we could send him that you go to if you ever don't feel seen by God?
Yes, I always go to He Knows by Jeremy Camp. And, you know, it says He knows every hurt, every sting. He has walked through suffering. So he can relate to us even when it seems like he can't.
Yeah, that's the important thing about Jesus being, you know, man and being here on earth too, because he does know what we've gone through. He does know temptation. He does know pain, the worst pain that none of us could ever even begin to handle, let alone betrayal, you know, physical and emotional pain. And so that is a great song that's chock-a-block full of reminders of how Jesus does get us and see us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Maria, you're up. What is that go-to song for you if you ever kind of don't feel seen by God?
Well, I have two. The first one is Word of God Speak by Mercy Me.
Word of God Speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty.
It has been my absolute go-to song for everything, whether it's good, bad, the sad, the ugly, the in-between.
I guess that's good, too, because the Word of God is kind of our playbook for life. That's where we go when we find out the character of God, who he is, and who we are in his story as well.
Exactly. And then lately, it's been Danny Gokey's Be Okay.
Everything will be all right. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands.
That's been my other really big good one. Going through my divorce right now, it's just been a beautiful reminder of, hey, it's going to be okay. I may not feel like it is, but at the end of the day, it is.
Yeah, and that's hard. I can hear it in your voice, actually. And, you know, but I guess, too, as we have this conversation and you're here to encourage somebody else, I think it's one of those things. Remember that all of the same things that you would tell somebody else are true for you, too, with God.
Most definitely. I couldn't be getting through this right now without him.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
If you don't know the name of the sibling trio band Kane, you might actually recognize them from their new song, I'm So Blessed.
Very retro feel to that brand new song.
Oh, yeah. And it's like one of our most cliche Christian sayings, but that song has grown on me. But I've always been a huge fan of this band, their matching color outfit schemes. Yeah. If you see them live, and their personalities
are
great.
They're super nice and fun, too.
They're awesome. And they're doing this series on their Instagram page. If you want to go check it out, it's called Sing Like a Celeb. And they pick random celebrities out of a hat, and then they have to impersonate them. But this week, if you go to their Instagram, they did an episode impersonating Christian artists.
Okay.
And so the first one was Logan, the brother of the band. He impersonated Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Come on, give credit for the ride of your life. Why would dance Cinderella while she is here in my arms?
And it was weird. He kind of had a faux hawk mullet thing going on,
really?
Too. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a bold choice.
It is a bold choice, but he's a big guy. He can pull it off.
He's got a bold personality. And Steven's, you know, one of the icons of our industry. And so the next person that they got for impersonating was Ben Fuller. You might recognize him from his song, Who I Am. So Madison pulled his hat out, so we can kind of see her.
One of the ladies.
Exactly. Okay. See what she sounded like.
Elm in the
God to the Father, who I am, Son, set free.
It's who I am.
I think she's actually hurting herself.
Trying to like drop her voice down to sound like
she is legit hurting herself there, but she did a great job, actually. If I was going to give an award for best impersonation, it would have to go to her doing Ben Fuller.
We're not saying she could like recut his song.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
I would too.
And I'd need a lozenge after, I think. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we're talking about God stuff. It's that stuff that happens kind of just in our lives and not necessarily in the doors of a church. And this is kind of in that vein, which I really like. There's this pastor named Pastor Bodo, and he is a pastor in Frankfurt, Germany. Now, he was part of a thriving church plant in the city that was composed mainly of like young business professionals, and the demographic was kind of different in this new church, though. And so many of the churches it attended began, and they worked in the service industry, and most of them worked with their hands. And so he did something that I think not a lot of pastors would do in an attempt to understand and reach this new segment of his church. He took a job as a garbage man.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. I love that, man. He's like, you know what? A great way to get to know people is to serve in the community and be a trash collector. Because you meet people, you see them, how do you do kind of thing.
Wow.
And
I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. And so he admitted that after ministering to professionals such as lawyers and bankers for the previous 10 years, he didn't know how to disciple those who worked just across the river, you know, and worked with their hands. And so he was committed to it. And he's like, they need the gospel as much as anybody else. And it's easy to go, oh, we want a rich church with lots of professionals, but let's expand, you know, and share the gospel with these people. And so that's what he does. And he started as a temporary gig like 5 years ago. To kind of like, okay, let's just do this as an experiment. And to this day, he is a full-time garbage collector and a full-time pastor.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
He does both jobs, and so that's really cool. And it does, just also put into perspective for us, the God stuff part of it is, if you're asked to, like, help park cars at church, maybe not that big of a deal, you know? So there you go. That's your God stuff for today. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. A little snap judgment. This is where Betty Rock prepares two songs, and we play a little snippet of one, and we make a judgment about it. Then we play the hook, see if our opinion has changed. And then you make sure you're listening very closely, because you might be the person that decides which song gets played in its entirety, because both of these songs are in consideration to be played on Way FM, and our music guy listens to what you have to say. So with that said, Lady Rock, song number one, what's it called?
Called 1991, as in the year.
Oh, I do like that. I like songs that have years. I know Prince used to have one, 1999.
Oh,
remember
yes.
that one? 2000.
On a party like so, it's 1999.
Boy,
but this one is 1991.
Yeah, it's 9 years or 8 years better. So let's see how that works out. Here we go, 1991.
Running from God, breaking mama's heart, dying each day. Living too hard.
Well, there's no mistaking who that is.
But we're not going to talk about it.
I know,
it.
We're not going to talk about that because we don't want to influence you unduly. I just like that because it's like a rock song again. Like, it's not like a like straight
it
up like worship
song. It
sounded
like you said I dislike that.
No, I just like it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, my bad.
So you're in on it.
I am in on it. So I'm in on the snap, and I cannot wait to see where the hook goes.
I'm out.
I figured. That's okay.
But I we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Gavin?
Yeah, I'm totally in. Like, it's different. You know, it's not like every other thing we hear and we know who it is.
It feels manly,
yeah.
Which is good. I like that from some of our songs. And usually women love Jeremy Camp. Like, he tests so well. I know this isn't Jeremy Camp, but he's another low voice guy, and Zach Williams. Like, they all do so well with the ladies, so I'm surprised Betty Rock was out. But let's hear the old hook of 1991.
Hallelujah, 'cause the past is gone.
Ooh, one note there got me. The da 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 da, and then that one tom hit. I'm like, yeah, that's how you do rock and roll. That's how you rock and roll right there, my friend. All right, I am definitely in like Flynn. Gavin, you were in on the snap. Are you in on the hook?
I am in on the hook. I kind of like that it sounds like a personal song, too. Yeah. We have a lot that are super generic worship, works fantastic, but I like the idea of a personalized song.
Okay, now, this is the big one. This is a low voice. It ticks all the boxes for most women.
Did he get you?
Betty Rock was out on the snap. Is Betty Rock in with us and in with the boys on the hook?
I am.
Yes.
And!
Yes! All
right! To me, it sounds like something you'd hear on a country station.
It does have
that. It sounds like a wind in your hair kind of...
I picture myself having a gasoline fight at a thing like Zoolander.
You always imagine yourself having a gasoline fight.
I do, and just jumping in a convertible and like, yeah, this is fun. Nah, 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 nah. So there you go. All right, it changed Betty Rock's mind. We were all in on that, so that's a good song. All right, but that's not it. We got one more song, and again, you'll get to make up the decision here as to which song you want to hear more of, and we'll do that in 10 on The Wallace Show. Betty Rock, song number 2, what is it?
Jesus Does.
Does what?
That's what it is. Jesus Does.
Leaves it open-ended. Yep. I feel like I need closure.
It's probably the end of the sentence.
I bet it is. All right, so here we go. This is the snap for Jesus Does.
Who stole the key to hell and the grave?
Okay. On the snap, I am going to have to put myself out on that one. I have a good feeling about this. It feels very country too, kind of to me. I have a feeling it's going to come back around, have a good hook. But based on just the snap, I'd have to be out.
I'm in because I liked the harmony of it.
Yeah.
There was really good harmony between the two, so I'm in.
It's definitely a chick-leaning song. So, Gavin, what do you think?
Oh, don't do that to me. I'm so in then. Exactly. Unashamedly. Just for that reason now.
I figured. All right, so there you go. That's the snap. Let's see if our opinions change with the hook.
So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son. Praise to the Spirit that's living in us. When I was a sinner, He saved me.
Let's start with Gavin, who was emphatically in on that one there, Gavin.
Oh, man. I didn't like that.
Okay.
I feel bad saying that.
Yeah.
I think that it just felt a little cheesy.
Yeah.
And it's hard because like I fully believe in those lyrics, believe in the message.
Right.
But I believe it was a little cheesy.
Very country feel to that one. Now, Betty Rock is country, you know, too. Mm-hmm. So she was in on the snap. Where are you out on the hook? Did you stay in?
Nope. I'm getting out of the boat.
Oh, are
okay.
You really?
Yeah,
well, welcome to the lake because I'm over here, too.
So we're all three out.
All three
now?
Out, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All three
okay.
out. Why were you out, Rock?
Well, to me, it was just... It didn't catch me.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Right.
So please don't Jesus juke me. But
right.
I just was like, okay.
Well, that's the thing. We're not saying any of these songs are bad. These are our opinions. It doesn't connect with me. But that doesn't mean it doesn't connect with you. Like,
right.
That's the thing. And that's why we do this, because we want your opinion. If you think we're wrong, then tell us. Like, yeah, you guys are so wrong. That song is great because of this. And if you think you're right, you can agree with us as well. So however you feel... We want to hear your opinion right now for our snap judgment. 855-33-WAY-FM. Which of these two songs do you want to hear more of on the show?
Hallelujah, 'cause the past is gone. Hallelujah, 'cause I found your love. So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son. Praise to the Spirit.
All right, so you make the call right now. 855-33-WAY-FM for Snap Judgment. Which song do you want to hear on WAY-FM? Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wallace Show. Beth, thank you for joining us for Snap Judgment. So you've heard the hooks of the two songs up for consideration for airplay here at WAY-FM. Which song are you going to choose, song number 1 or song number 2?
Definitely number 1.
It is a bop. It is a country-fied bop, but it is a bop. And Betty Rock, who is that by?
Yeah, that one's by Mac Powell, the lead singer of Third Day from back in the day.
First of all, I love his voice.
I love the message. It was the personal message that everyone can relate to.
Were you someone who was born and raised in the 90s? Maybe that's why it really hits with you?
Oh, no. I was raised in the 60s. But again, I love the message because everyone can go back to that time when they made the turnaround in their life, so they can relate to that.
Well, I love it. It's a great song by Mac Powell. The one you passed up on is Jesus Does by
We the Kingdom.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's a bad song. Just today, it didn't connect with Beth, Gavin, Betty, or myself. We're going to go with song number one. It is Mac Powell, 1991, here on Snap Judgment.
I was born on Christmas Day in 72. And from that day on, I did whatever I wanted to.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report.
Hey, Betty.
Have you noticed a significant change in the ability to hear the dialogue in TV shows and movies?
Yes. Yes and yes,
I
have.
It's so hard to hear it.
Okay, now you are quite a bit younger than me. I thought I was getting older, and I've had so many years of headphones. In my living room, I cannot hear. I've tried messing with all the auto settings and stuff. I can't hear it.
Yeah. Gavin, I mean, you're the youngest. Have you?
I've always had like hearing issues just because when I was like a young kid, I had to get my ears suctioned out.
Did you really? Your health is just always amazing.
Nothing
to me.
Insanely serious, just embarrassing.
Did you ever have tubes in your ears as a kid?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You probably did.
Well, I used to never have the captions on when I watched something on television, but now I turn it on for everything. And it turns out I'm not alone in this struggle, and neither are you, Wally, neither are you, Gavin. It's become such a problem that now people are looking into why this is, and this is what they found out. So I didn't know this, but music has become more prevalent in movies and TV shows, and it used to not be, so they're having to figure out how to level those two. Also, audio files need to be compressed or shrunk so they can efficiently be transported across the internet for streaming.
See, and I stream everything now.
Yep, and that's going to make the audio a little bit hard to understand. And also, those responsible for getting good audio on the set of a film or a TV show aren't as respected because movies and TV has become more visually exciting than it has with audio. But the good news is Amazon is rolling out a new streaming feature, and it's called Dialogue Boost.
I love this.
So with this, you'll be allowed to increase the volume on the dialogue only, so you don't have to depend on those pesky subtitles. Now, if you want to do this now, it's very limited on what you can get it on because Amazon is only allowing it for, I think, one of the what's the guy that defends his dog?
John Wick,
one of those movies.
There's no dialogue in that movie. He literally has 300 words in the whole movie. Don't do it on that.
Well, that's the only one that they seem to have right now.
Oh, come on.
Eventually, in the future, you're going to see it more and more.
That's something I definitely need. Like, I was looking into, because your TV...
A hearing aid?
I wish. Your TV has different audio settings, and so many TVs, you can set them to be more cinematic or, you know, whatever, and to be more center channel and to try and let you hear it better.
Yeah.
And I was trying that on mine. I tried everything and it did not work. I was even considering getting a center channel speaker that is made for dialogue so that you can hear just the dialogue better. Yeah, short of that, I'm going to get some Velcro shoes and some headphones and just call her a day. Just to fully give in to my age. So I feel better that this is happening to more people than just me, for sure. Well, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Viral revival.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Betty Rock and I were talking the other day about how there are certain things on the internet that just make you happy. I know there's a lot of garbage there, but there are certain things and certain accounts that make you happy. I have one in my own life.
And he says that lightly. He has one in his life, yes. But I would say that every time this social media person posts a new video, he gets giddy. It's like a child Christmas morning.
I know, and because he's infectious, and because he is a musician, and I'll use that term loosely. like I realize it. Like I realize he's not the best musician in the world, but he doesn't realize it, and I love that about him. He is just unashamed, and he doesn't care what anyone thinks, and he's just him.
And he's full of joy, and he just enjoys what he does. I mean, I love it too.
Yeah, I know. Betty Rock is down with this. Gavin's down with this. I mean, just the way he greets you on TikTok is glorious.
Hello, TikTok. It's James Spesky here from J Music Records.
J Music Records. He started his own record company that probably doesn't do anything.
James,
I don't care.
Chepesky.
But it's his.
Yeah, exactly. And he's so happy. And the comments people leave on his stuff, they run the gamut from not understanding, really mean, and then people supporting him, which I love. But I took a few of his greetings on TikTok together, and I wanted to put them together in something that would honor James Chepesky in a way that was fitting of James Chepesky. Mm. Something epic.
Yes.
And this is what I came up with.
Hello, TikTok.
It's James Chepesky here.
James Chepesky here from
J Music
Records.
Hey, TikTok.
I spent an hour and a half of my life last night.
No. Let me also build on that. So he actually took an hour away of spending time with his wife so that he could build that.
Yeah.
With James Chepesky.
Last night, my wife goes, hey, it's getting kind of late. Do you want to hang out and watch one of our shows? I'm like, yeah, I just need to build this one thing real quick. It shouldn't take me long at all. An hour and a half later,
you were so happy.
I'm like, hey, babe, I'm almost done.
And here's the thing. I know Wally has said it, but James Chepesky is so sure of himself.
Yes.
Like, what he puts out, just like, this is it. This is the next bop. And Wally is right there in his fan club, ready to go.
It. Because I love that he's probably really wrong about the abilities that he has. But I just love that he's happy and doesn't care. Like, I celebrate people like that are just, like, doing what they love.
Yes.
Even if it's not that great, but you love it, you know? So what is that person? Betty got me thinking about this. Like, what is that social media account that you follow that makes you happy? I mean, maybe it's cats or dogs. I don't know. Like, there are so many TikTok animals that have their own accounts.
Yes.
That I know Betty Rock loves, Gavin loves. So what is your favorite right now? Because let's redeem the internet. There's a bunch of garbage on the internet, but there's also some good stuff too. So what is that social media account you follow that makes you happy? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that person, Ginger, that you or that account that you follow that makes you happy online?
There are two. They're both on Instagram. And the first one is Casper and Pam. He's a singing dog.
A singing dog? Oh, my goodness.
You have Betty's full attention right now.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yes. Yeah, Casper and Pam. And the other one is The Rock Star. And he does voiceovers with animal videos. Cracks me up every time.
Yeah, I love when you find things that are funny online because there's so much garbage that's just a waste of time. But when you find those one things that are really funny and make you laugh, that's oh, she found it. Betty must have found the dog one.
It's so cute.
Betty, come back to me. Betty.
What?
We're not finished yet. This is how I lose. You know what? This was Betty's idea too for this segment. Like, I think she did it just so she can distract herself.
That's so cute. He sings with her when she sings.
So what is that account you follow that you love, Hope?
It's Brody That Dude.
What is Brody That Dude and what platform is it on?
Brody is, gosh, he's on Instagram and Facebook, Wally, but he is a ginormous golden doodle. who lives the most amazing life of adventure with his dad. He's been up in a helicopter. He's got this special backpack. He's weighing way over 100 pounds. He sits on his dad's back, and they just walk and hike everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking him up, and he is precious. He's sitting in his dad's lap at work. It's so cute.
Betty is so quick to get distracted. This is not a good idea.
He's wearing a little leprechaun hat.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I don't know how happy this would make me when Brody, the dude, is living a better life than me, you know?
Oh, he's so cute.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of one of our potties. Those are what we call the people that listen to our podcast, and we love them because they get the show completely.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, we actually have a Facebook potty group, and you can join it when you text potty to 91979. That's P-O-D-D-I-E, potty to 91979. So this is a place where people like you who listen to the show, the podcast, or the aftercast, we all come together and we talk about the things that crack us up. And that's exactly what Carla, one of our potty members, did. So recently she posted that her and her 14-year-old were listening to the podcast and noticed that Gavin made a quote from one of his favorite shows, a popular kids show, Bluey.
And Gavin unashamedly watches Bluey with no kids. And I can't blame him. It's really well done.
Yeah,
I do too.
I've watched like all three seasons, part of season one where rewatching just because it's that good.
So recently Gavin was talking on the show about how he constantly had to go to the bathroom multiple times during a recent meeting we had thanks to his small bladder. And he even went when he didn't even have to go.
It's a tactical wee. I don't want to have to go in the middle of a meeting.
And that made us laugh. Like, we're all like, a tactical wee. That's really funny.
It's clever.
We gave Gavin so much credit.
And he took it.
I did. Okay.
And
it was.
Full disclosure, I did.
And in full disclosure, I didn't come up with that line.
Yeah.
Well, Carla's teen, she noticed that line, tactical wee, is actually from an episode of Bluey.
So great.
So I got a clip of that.
Even though I don't really need to do a wee, I'm going to do one anyway. Otherwise, I might wet the bed.
That's very clever, Bingo.
It's called a tactical wee.
It's called a tactical wee.
Oh, good.
It's so good.
I've taken many a tactical wee in my life.
Yeah. I just love that you at, 27?
Yep.
At 27 are quoting lines from a kid's show.
Oh,
I mean,
so
I have no judgment, none, but it's hilarious.
And no, and it's one layer deeper, too, and about not wetting your bed. Like, that's what's so great about it.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.